Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 heater. Natural gas bills will be $46 a month higher compared to last year. The Gen 40 has dual hybrid technology and will reduce your heating bill every month and save you money. Save $50 on the Gen 40 with code HOWIE50 at EdenPureDeals.com.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, The Spectator, and The Daily Mail.
You got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, the millennial with the mic, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
So Joe Biden is getting played by OPEC. And that's shocking to a lot of people because he's such a Socratic thinker. He carries around leather-bound books and he knows how to read situations and he asks so many questions. So how could he not see this one coming? Well, he doesn't have a crystal ball, to be fair, and he doesn't have a magic wand. And yet, I don't remember a lot of these issues when Trump was president. Now, I want to read you just a little bit here from the Daily Mail because they did a good job. U.S. oil industry says Biden must boost domestic output after OPEC cuts. And this is Ann Bradbury, the CEO of the American Exploration and Production Council. She said, this administration's energy policies are nonsensical and making us more dependent on foreign sources. Instead, the Biden administration should be focused on increasing production here in the U.S., through thoughtful and comprehensive energy policies that help bring down costs and make us less reliant on foreign sources. She added, remember when Rashida Tlaib was interviewing the heads of all those banks and she asked them if they were going to, I can't remember the exact phrasing, but it was something like, do you promise not to fund any fossil fuel industries? Or that was the gist of it. I could be phrasing it wrong. And Jamie Dimon from JP Morgan said, no, that would be a disaster. Again, paraphrasing. But that's the attitude that this administration has had. It hasn't been about helping, you know, our energy independence here. It's been about not just leaving it alone, not just saying, hey, you know, we're not really going to do much about it, destroying it. They've been actively trying to demonize that industry. And so yesterday, here's the reason I bring this up, because I'm not going to take this the whole hour, but yesterday I read a piece from Politico, and it was Politico Canada. And it talked about how Canada's worried that they're going to fall behind the United States when it comes to the green initiatives, the Green New Deals, and that they need to step it up to have a just transition. And I loved that phrase. It sounded so Orwellian to me. Are you ready for the just transition? And, you know, there's going to be winners and losers in this just transition. It's not going to feel very just for farmers and, you know, people who need fossil fuel, who go out of business. But that's okay. It's just in the eyes of Justin Trudeau. And so who really cares? But I was laughing because I'm like, oh, yeah, definitely follow in our footsteps because this whole green thing is just coming up roses for us. Maybe Canada can as well. Maybe they can pass a $369 billion,
how dare you,
sweeping climate change bill. If you want to get on our level, if you want to have the same kind of respect that Joe Biden elicits when he goes to Davos, you have
this
to get on
crisis.
Our level. You better spend some, you know how they say you got to spend money to make money? It's like you have to spend billions of dollars of taxpayer money if you want to make friends at Davos. That is the new mindset. You better spend a lot of money on windmills unless you want to be wandering around that Davos cafeteria all by your lonesome. And so today couldn't have been better timing for me because today I see this cut and it's conservative leader Pierre Poilievre. I'm not even joking. Jared and I practiced this 400 times.
Poilievre.
You wouldn't mind. I took French immersion. I'm not showing it off right now. It's the L though that throws me. Poilievre. How's that? Poilievre.
That was perfect.
See, I almost sometimes when I have to go into the French thing, I get a little cringy because I feel like John Kerry. But if I embrace it, I can do it. Poilievre. Okay. So Pierre Poilievre. He's the conservative leader. And he was having a back and forth with Justin Trudeau at the House of Commons in Ottawa. And it was amazing because he was just calling him out on his climate hypocrisy. And Trudeau got wrecked. Trudeau really had no response. It was brutal, I thought. I thought his performance was lacking.
Yeah, can they no confidence this guy already? Come on.
Yeah, I thought his performance where he told the feminists that they should use words like humankind instead of mankind was better than this. I've seen a lot of bad Trudeau performances, but this is why bungee jumping is actually not a bad idea for Trudeau, because when he's bungee jumping, he can't be humiliating himself like he did here. All right, so let's take some of this. This is Pierre. This is Cut 15.
One, his climate rebate comes nowhere near $12,645 for this farm family. Two, his carbon tax has not hit a single solitary emissions reduction target. It has not worked. And three, in the month of July, when this family was paying $12,645 in his carbon tax, supposedly for the environment, the Prime Minister jumped on his private jet 20 times. Wow. High carbon hypocrisy. He can't tell us how much the tax will cost. Will he tell us how much carbon he emitted in that month of July when he was right there?
Yeah, I bet that guy, Pierre, I bet he's done more for the climate by not being Justin Trudeau than Justin Trudeau has. I've done more for the climate. Jared's done more for the climate.
So he used his private jet 20 times in July. There's only 31 days. That means every day except for 11 days, he was on his private plane.
I wonder if at any point it coincided with Prince Harry when he was on his private plane for the polo match. Do you think Trudeau, what's a Canadian sport? Obviously hockey, but is there a fancier one?
Curling is kind of the
I wonder what kind of
croquet
car
of the ice.
I wonder what kind of car he takes to the private jet. I'm sure that it's a Tesla. I'm sure it's something electric. He would not dare take a non-electric car to the PJ, right? Because that's a slap in the face. Then you start making people feel like they're idiots.
I'm pretty sure he has a Rolls Royce that he rides in.
Are you joking?
Not. I think that's like the official state car. I'll check that out.
Ooh, that's baller. I can't lie about that. I would love a Rolls Royce. I'm unique like that, Jared. A lot of people wouldn't, but I would actually really like a Rolls Royce. That's something about me that you probably didn't know. All right, so this is Trudeau's response. Pierre calls him out for the 20 private plane trips. And this is how he responds. Of course, he does not answer the question, the charge, and instead he says this.
The Right Honorable Prime Minister. Mr. Speaker, you don't have to convince Albertans or Saskatchewanians who've dealt with wildfires that climate change is real. You don't have to convince British Columbians who've seen record levels of floods that climate change is real. You certainly don't have to convince Atlantic Canadians who are rebuilding after yet another storm of the century that climate change is real. People know we need to take action on that, and that's exactly what this government has done by putting a price on pollution to ensure it's no longer free to pollute anywhere in the country and given more money back to families that need it. When is the conservative leader going to get serious on climate change?
How about when you stop taking your private plane 20 times in a month, you doofus? Sorry, that was an outburst. I don't get it. I don't get how they don't see how obnoxious it is that you're riding around in a private plane and you're lecturing people about getting serious on climate change.
They
go commercial.
It.
Take a bike. Walk.
They if see it.
If they it means
just
that much.
Care.
No, they don't care. You know what else is a dead giveaway? Is how he he's like out of breath and he keeps going, If you're calmer in these situations, you definitely come off better. Also, there's not a lot that I'm jealous about of Canada, but I will say the fact that they do these things in the House of Commons where people can just cheer and boo and yell at each other. Kind of love that.
I want that here. I would love it. Could you imagine if Trump had been up against the squad or Schumer and Pelosi every day, all of them sitting in a room?
Oh, it would be Jerry Springer. It gives off a Jerry Springer vibe, doesn't it? I really like it. Okay, let's play Pierre again. He gets back up to the plate, cut 17.
The Honorable Leader of the Opposition.
The Prime Minister hasn't gotten serious on climate change. He has a tax plan, not a climate plan, that has raised money for his government, but has not reduced emissions or hit targets. Now, this Prime Minister has the audacity to call this farm family polluters while he jets around in his private jet across the country. What effective his plan will be is to drive up domestic food production costs, drive that production out of our country to more polluting lands where it has to be transported longer distances. Why does he want to drive prices and emissions up and farm production and opportunity down?
Because he wants to save the planet, and that's the only way to do it is to crush the little man, to crush the farmers. That is how Mother Nature heals. Let's play the last one from Trudeau. This is Cut 18, because I'm probably going to stop it.
Right, Honorable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, if the Leader of the Opposition came up with, put enough as much energy into building a plan to fight climate change as he does into concocting elaborate theories and attacks, we might be better off. We might be able to compare a real climate plan from the Conservatives to
hold
what
on,
the...
Hold on, hold on. Okay, well, first of all, if I was Pierre, I would say, here's my climate plan. Here's my climate plan. I want to make a real big impact on the polar bears, on the fossil fuels. My plan is for you to stop taking your private plane for a year. And I think that would do more than charging all of these taxes on people. And I think that would do more good for the climate than anything that you're coming up with. That would be my plan number one. Number two is I love the theorizing. Everyone is so narcissistic. Like, if you spent more time fighting climate change as opposed to coming up with theories about me, don't flatter yourself, dude. That's number two. And number three is accusing someone of being a conspiracy theorist is really the last refuge of a scoundrel. It used to be patriotism. Then it's accusing people of not being Christian enough. That's my favorite, is if you say something, people go, not very Christian-like of you. The same people, by the way, who want to convince you that Jesus was a big abortion supporter will then turn around when you say, well, you know, illegal immigration, it's not really fair to expect Texas to deal with it and not Martha's Vineyard. That's when they turn around and say, well, aren't you the one who believes in Jesus? Well, first of all, you're assuming that just because I'm conservative, I'm Christian, which is a little bit of a leap. But second of all, oh, now Jesus is in play. Okay, last refuge of a scoundrel. And the third is accusing people of being conspiracy theorists, which we saw yesterday in the New York Times. Election deniers, conspiracy theorists going after this tiny election company. And then the next day, the executive from that tiny elections company is accused of storing data in China. The left is just so predictable. Like, come up with an original insult for once in your life. 844-500-4242. Maybe I'm wrong, but wasn't that just a really bad showing for Trudeau? He came off so weak.
Yeah, but that's all of Trudeau's showings.
Yeah, yeah.
You could travel by dog sled. Winter's coming.
Hey, we have it bad here right now with our leaders, but at least we don't have Trudeau. We'll always not have Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau is what Joe Biden would look like if he was put together mentally.
I don't know. That's kind of a stretch. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. I'm one of those people who I'm always browsing the real estate websites, not because I'm really buying right now or anything, but I think it's always interesting to see where the market's at. And things have definitely been sitting longer. I see a lot of homes that say contingent, and then they go back on the market because people are backing out of deals. And large crowds of buyers seem to have kind of gone away. So if you're one of the people who's been waiting and you want to divest your most valuable asset, but now you think you kind of missed the window, you haven't. You should act now. Demand is still hanging in there and it's not too late. And I have a really good solution for you. In a JJ Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. If you want to hear from Justin Manning, because we did a podcast with him a few weeks back, check it out because he's so informative and he's really honest. He just tells you how it works. You can trust him. And he's done this in every type of economy, which is really nice. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111, or you can visit jjmanning.com and check it out, see what they've got to offer you, and then give them a call at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
Grace Curley lives her life by a strict set of rules.
Rule number one, no touching of the hair or face. And that's it!
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Fauci's getting pretty good at the moonwalk. He's giving Northam a run for his money. Because now he's trying to backtrack on a lot of things that he said, backpedal, however you want to put it. And he was on with Stephen Colbert and... You know, as I always say, I stole this from Stephen Miller, it is therapy for liberals. That is all late night shows have become. And they've also, well, no, that's not true. It's therapy for liberals and it's a ratings disaster. So there are two things that they're doing at the same time. And I'm going to play more of these cuts. We're going to talk more specifically about Fauci, but there's one cut I want to play. Cut 24. This is Fauci with Colbert. Take a listen.
This is coming up. What scares you the most?
1,000 kids coming to my door breathing on me.
All right, you're a doctor. What is the healthiest candy I can get?
Okay, so we're talking about Halloween. He says all those kids coming to his door breathing on him scares him.
Well, they're all taller than him.
I wonder if it scares him more than the damage that he says was not irreparable that happened to kids during the pandemic, the learning loss. Does that scare him at all? The emotional damage that these kids went through for 2 years because of his insane rhetoric and insane decision-making? Is that frightening? Does that scare him? Or no, is it just kids showing up asking for a Hershey's, asking for a Snickers bar that really scares him?
By the way, don't ever take candy from Dr. Fauci.
Well, the reason I bring this up is because there's an incredible piece in the Wall Street Journal. It's Illinois' shocking report card. And it talks about, and actually, this has nothing to do with the pandemic. This was before. Some of these stats are from before the pandemic. I just want to read you a few. It says statewide, I'm going to skip around here, not reading the entire thing, but I think I put the entire thing on recommended reading. I could be wrong about that, but I'll tweet it out. How's that? I'll tweet it out. It says statewide in 2019, 36% of all third grade students could read at grade level. That's an F, and that's the good news. That number drops to 27% for Hispanic students and 22% for Black students statewide. In certain public school systems, the numbers plummet to single digits. In Decatur, 2% of Black third graders are reading at a grade level and only 1% are doing math at grade level. Wire Points shows that in 2019, 7% of Black third graders in Rockford were reading at grade level, 11% of Hispanic third graders in Elgin at 8%, of Black third graders in Peoria. Chicago's 30% of Black third graders reading at grade level almost seems a triumph by comparison. Now, the reason I bring this up is because it talks about the gradings that the teachers have received from the teachers union, okay? So you just heard all those numbers. In Decatur, 97.3% of teachers were rated excellent or proficient in 2017. According to the Illinois State Board of Education. In 2018, that number was 99.7%. This year, 100% of Chicago teachers were evaluated as excellent or proficient. The students are failing, but the teachers are great. That contradiction shows the system is corrupt as well as incompetent. Teachers get raises, schools get more money, and children are shuffled through until it's time for the adults to collect a pension. Families that can get their children out are leaving in droves. Over the past two decades, 120,000 students have left the Chicago public schools. Wouldn't you? And you know how much it costs? Illinois spends $16,660 per student annually, the eighth highest state spending per student in the country. And those are the numbers at those schools. It's despicable. And it has nothing, and we're supposed to believe it has nothing to do with the teachers. And I'm sure there's a lot of different elements involved. but 100%. So the kids are all getting Fs and the teachers are all getting A pluses. Make that make sense. Something's not adding up here. When we come back, you know what time it is. It's time for Woke or Joke. You could win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria. I want full lines for the Wizard of Woke, or else he gets very grumpy. It's 844-500-4242. Get on the line now. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Taylor, you are so rude. You walk in and you laugh at me. What are you laughing at? That's my introduction, sir. The Wizard of Woke is in a feisty mood, everyone. Before we get to Woke or Joke, though, it's your chance to win. We're giving away an Eden Pure Gen 21 heater every Friday in October. That means you still have time to enter the drawing for tomorrow, which is going to be really fun. So enter to sign up at gracecurlyshow.com. You just put in your email when the Dropbox comes down. It's totally free to enter. And then I think you'll be entered every week in October. So you only have to do it once. That's gracecurlyshow.com. Enter your email. Now it is time for everyone's favorite segment, Woke or Joke.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Pink haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
And the joke was on me. Oh, no.
Woke or Joke is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria, and if you win, you are entered to win a $50 gift card. Aviva Trattoria is the perfect place to go for a delicious salad, chicken parm, glass of wine, whatever you're craving, and they have amazing fire pits. You know I'm team fire pit, so definitely check out the Aviva Trattoria locations. Visit them in Wrentham, Malden, Westford, Marlboro, or Maynard, and also make sure you get the cannolis. All right, without further ado, joining me in studio is Taylor Cormier. Hello, Wiz. How are you today?
I'm well. Did you know that cannoli is plural for canolo?
I did not know that.
I know. You're ordering one, just say canolo, please.
I probably won't do that, but I really appreciate the new knowledge. Okay, so here's how it works. Taylor comes up with a lot of headlines. Taylor and Jared, I think. Jared helps. And then he also...
Emma is also helping too now.
So Emma Foley, new at the Howie Carr Show. Wow. Okay, so we're going to have a whole bunch of headlines for everyone today. And we also have...
that much credit.
We also have real headlines. So you have to decide as the listener, is the headline woke or is it a joke? Did somebody make it up? Taylor, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Let's start with Allie. You're first up on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Allie?
I'm ready, Grace.
Okay.
All right, Allie, here's your headline. Should you still celebrate Columbus Day? Progressive Italian Americans weigh in.
Joke.
That is a joke. Very good.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Almost said Progresso Italian American.
You
right.
know, Progresso is singular. Who was pulling progressive?
Very good, Allie. Stay on the line and give your number to Matt. You'll be entered to win a $50 Aviva Trattoria gift card. Let's go to one of the Mikes on the line. Mike, you're next up. Are you ready for your headline?
I'm ready.
All right, Mike. Here is your headline. This Halloween, skip the candy corn. Its colonial origins aren't so sweet.
That's got to be a joke.
That is a joke. Very good.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Skip the candy corn because it's a waste. If you're going to have empty calories, at least make sure they're delicious.
Jared, candy corn?
Not if I have to choose, but I can't eat it.
No, I would agree. I'm not one of those people who couldn't stomach it, but I would never buy it.
Right.
And that's kind of my gauge.
When if it's available, I'll have some.
When I was a kid, it was a go-to for me. If there was candy corn in my bag, I was having a good night.
Jared's basically saying gun to his head, and the person is saying, eat this candy corn, or you're done. you could get it down.
But now it's, I could do it. It's a trading candy. Like, hey, I'll give you this bag of candy corn for two Reese's.
The trading was underrated, the best part of Halloween.
You always wanted somebody who liked the fruitier candies.
Yep. My sister.
And who disliked the chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wanted like all the nerd boxes, all the Sour Patch.
Take my Jolly Ranchers. Yeah. Give me your Hershey's Kisses.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't like Snickers, so I was always like the Mitch McConnell of the candy world, where I had the cards of things I didn't like, so I would always trade out the Snickers.
I wasn't for like fruit a big candy. I wasn't a big like Almond Joy girl. I like them now that I'm older, but I would always trade those for stuff. And I also would trade Kit Kats a lot.
You should like Almond Joy when you're older.
Yeah, you know, your palate has to mature.
Candy, yeah.
All right, let's go to Bob. You're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Bob?
I'm ready.
Okay, Bob, here is your headline. These food delivery apps to seek more equitable driver match algorithms.
That's a Biden. I mean, a joke.
Oh, very good.
That is a joke. Wow.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Listeners are three for three today.
Yeah, they're doing good. All right, let's go to Barbara. Can we stump Barbara? Are you ready for your headline? No, she's not. Babs is not ready. Are you ready, Barbara?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
All right, Barbara, here's your headline. In preparation for 2023 Oscars, Academy responds to calls for new inclusive trophy design to look less cis male.
I would say that's woke.
I'm on the scoreboard. That's a joke. I'm sorry.
Oh. By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
You know what? Barbara was playing the numbers game, and I understand
why. That's what I was counting on.
Yeah, I know, I know. And you know, Barbara, it's unfortunate because you sound like a really nice person, but you also right now sound like a big-time loser.
You know nothing about anything, frankly. You're a loser.
People are catching on to this as we play more of these games, but if you don't get on the first round, just keep calling it. You will get on in the competition. Just keep trying the number, and we'll get you on hold. Let's go to Tony. You're up next on Woker Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Tony?
I am ready.
All right, Tony, here is your headline. Top school psychologist promotes students leaving home in search of queer-friendly parents.
That is woke.
That is woke. Very good.
Not a joke.
Amy Canava, she's the chair of the National Association of School Psychologists LGBTQI2-S committee. Sorry, I couldn't say that with a straight face.
Is that the end letters there? Is that what the plus stands for? Did they just write out the plus?
Oh, no. The plus stands for so much more.
Okay.
There's a lot of abbreviations. But she urged those facing familial rejection or need to leave their home for another reason to contact her immediately, saying that she works with Safe Space Nova and can provide them with much more information and offering to rehome them to queer-friendly adults.
In my safe space.
My safe space.
See, this makes me sad because I say this all the time. I don't care how people choose to live, and I really don't fault anyone for any preference they have in life. But if your family has a hard time understanding, the idea that you're just going to give up on your family and find a new family is really sad to me. Because things people do over time, figure out ways to talk to each other and figure things out without just saying, all right, I'm going to move and I'm going to find new parents because you're not as accepting as I'd like you to be.
Yeah, you're stuck in that house until you're 18. That's how it was growing up for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. All right, let's go to a lot of ladies on the line today. Let's go to Nancy. Nancy, you're up next. Are you ready for your headline?
Hi there.
Hi, Nancy. Here's your headline.
Hi.
Opinion. Hurricane Ian was a tragedy. It was also racist.
Oh, that's definitely woke.
I'm sorry, it's a joke.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
You know what I'm noticing? Whenever someone says definitely, they always lose. Whenever someone is so convinced they're right, they tend to be losers.
Yeah. the confidence never wins for them.
Yeah, Nancy, you are a big-time loser today. But maybe next week you'll be a big-time winner, so things change. Kim, you're up next. Big-time
maybe winner.
Kim, you're up next. Are you ready for your headline, Kim?
See, yes.
All right, Kim. Here is your headline. Maine college students walk out in protest after professor says there's only two sexes.
Woke.
That is woke. Very good.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
I was talking I was with Matt Gagnon on WGAN, and we were actually talking about this, and I guess there was like 25 students, and only one student decided to stay when the professor said this, or the guest, or
I
whatever.
They got like a pass for the rest of the year.
No, Taylor, the one student, and I'm just going based off the interview I had earlier this week, so the details might be a little fuzzy. But I guess the one student got so much backlash from the students who did leave that the student ended up having to apologize to the mob because they were so upset.
How did they find out that that student stayed? Well, I guess the second to last person leaving the room.
He said he didn't move.
You coming? No? All right, bro. Or whatever your pronouns are.
Yeah. All right, birthing person. 844-500-4242. How many we got left?
We have three left.
Okay, let's go to Frank. You're next up. Are you ready for your headline, Frank?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, Frank. Here is your headline. Anonymous survey to set COVID masking rules for Massachusetts College.
I'm going to say that's woke.
That is woke. Very good.
Not a joke. Right. Not a joke.
I heard they were putting it to a vote in certain schools. I didn't know it was a survey.
So Amherst College, they're having a survey in each classroom. And if one person answers in the affirmative to wearing masks in the classroom, it's mandatory for everybody in that classroom.
Ugh.
For the month.
There's got to be one Karen at least.
So if you want to be the most hated person on campus, say yes to that survey.
And everyone's going to know because you're probably also the student who says you forgot to give his homework.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's a tough... Hey, when...
That's rotten.
When you were a student,
mm-hmm.
and you know how teachers at the end of the semester would give you those surveys to rate the class and rate the teacher? Like, how did you think the teacher did?
Yeah.
Would you answer them honestly?
I don't think I ever filled them out.
Because they'd always say, it's totally anonymous. Like, we don't hold it against you. And I'd always think, I don't know.
Some weird teachers.
There was.
You were talking the other day about teachers, and they make you buy their book.
Yeah, yeah.
We had a teacher. He taught music theory or something, and at the end of the class, he gave us all one of his albums that he never sold. It's kind of sad.
Oh, that's sweet though. That's so sweet.
He's just got this basement full of records and cassettes that he recorded.
Hey, you better be careful. Because that could be you someday.
It could be. Could be. I give away all mine, so I don't have to worry about dipping sales.
I will say in life, I was actually just talking about this the other day, I was very blessed when it came to teachers. I had a lot of great teachers in my life, so no complaints there. But it was also a different time. Like, people weren't as crazy. School wasn't as political. It still was kind of political, but it wasn't as bad. All right, let's go to Tony, you're up next. Actually, let's go to Brian because he was waiting longer. Brian, you're up next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Brian?
Yes, I am.
Oh, Brian, your connection's not good. We'll keep you on, though. Let's see if we can make out the Woker joke.
All right. Brian, here's your headline. 76ers Doc Rivers merges Black history lessons into training camp.
Joke.
It's not a joke. That's true.
Whoa. Not a joke. Nope. Not a joke.
He's taking them on like three different field trips to museums.
Ubuntu. No. That was the 2008 Celtics. He did that with them when he was coaching them. Ubuntu was African.
Is that a movie?
No, it was an African term for like togetherness, unity or something like that. That was the whole, that's Doc Rivers' MO.
I don't follow basketball.
All right, let's go to, now we'll go to Tony because I feel bad. Tony, you're up last.
Hey, Tony.
You ready for your headline, Tony?
I'm ready.
All right, Tony, here's your headline. M&M's announces new purple spokes candy to represent acceptance and inclusivity.
That is woke.
It is indeed woke.
Very good, Tony.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
How do you feel about M&Ms?
Not as good as I used to.
Oh, God. Okay.
it's only fair.
M&Ms are great.
The wizard had a rough day today. It's only fair we apply the same rules to the
coach
as we do it to the players.
I'm getting big-time losered.
Wizard of woke.
You know nothing about anything, frankly. You're a loser.
You are a big-time loser, but there's always next week.
I need a safe space.
That means people are getting really good, though, which I appreciate. Thank you to Taylor. Thank you to Jared. Thank you to Emma for coming up with some of those headlines. We really appreciate it. And you know what I want to talk about right now?
What would you like to talk about at this instant?
I want to talk about my favorite thing to eat. It's not M&Ms. It's not Almond Joys. It's steak. I love steak. Ooh. There's nothing better. What's your favorite kind of steak, Taylor?
I love when any steak. Free steak is the best.
Any steak from Omaha Steak is the best. Omaha Steaks are not just steak. It's the best steak of your life. And they also have burgers. They have tons of stuff to choose from. And right now, as we head into fall, it's the perfect time to stock up. You're going to have those chilly nights where you just want to bundle up on the couch and just throw a steak on the cast iron skillet, not have to go to the grocery store, have it delivered right to your home. And I'm going to do you even one better. Right now, you can take advantage of their 50% off site-wide semi-annual sale. It only happens twice a year, and it's on now with 50% off. Delicious
custom. Half-price steak is good, too.
Very good. And you know, it's actually not even half-priced, Taylor. It's half-priced, but plus, if you use promo code GRACE at checkout.
Don't tell me.
They're taking off an additional $30.
What is this insanity?
Minimum order may be required, but you cannot go wrong.
Utter nonsense.
Go to omahasteaks.com, enter GRACE at checkout, and stock up now while this deal lasts. This is the best deal I've heard of them running ever, so definitely take advantage of it
right now.
Could
say it's quite rare.
It is rare. It is rare. And don't forget to use the promo code GRACE at checkout to score an extra $30 off your order. We would love if you would check out Omaha Steaks. You're not going to regret it. You only have to try once, and then I promise you, you're going to go back for more. Go to omahasteaks.com, code GRACE at checkout. Minimum order may be required. Thank you very much, Taylor Cormier. We really appreciate you coming on. We'll be right back with more. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Grace Curley Show. This was a crazy story. I sent this to Howie because I know he loves ancient history. An American tourist has been arrested for smashing up two ancient Roman sculptures after being told he couldn't see Pope Francis at the Vatican. The man went on a rampage when he was visiting the Vatican museums around noon on Wednesday. He allegedly hurled himself onto one of the ancient busts in the museum, knocking the sculpture off its pedestal. As he tried to flee the museum security, the American knocked another bust to the floor. The two busts were damaged, but not severely. And this was a person from the Vatican Museum said, one lost part of a nose and an ear. That sounds kind of severe to me. The head of the other came off the pedestal. Crazy stuff. You'd think they'd have a little bit more security there. All right, today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at nausetbeachinn.com. nausetbeachinn.com. Jared, what is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Besides John Kerry, who's the biggest climate change phony? Justin Trudeau, Harry and Meghan, Al Gore, Bernie Sanders, or Leonardo DiCaprio?
I'm going to say Justin Trudeau.
Trudeau's number's up a little bit at 11%. Al Gore is still in the lead at 54%. 18% for DiCaprio, 14% for Harry and Meghan, and 3% for Bernie Sanders.
All right, just a little sneak peek of what we're going to talk about in the next hour. In case you want to get on the line early, I really want to discuss the appeals court saying that DACA is illegal. I also want to discuss Kamala Harris going to Texas, but not for the reasons you might think. And we're going to go back to that Beto story because I'm curious if anyone else thinks that if Beto loses again for the third time, I'm not under the impression he's hanging it up. I don't think we're getting rid of him that easily. And that goes for all these politicians, Stacey Abrams. People are making careers now out of running and losing, and I don't know why they'd stop. 844-500-4242, a lot of Texas when we come back.